Blog Talk Radio.
From the world we see to the unseen world we sometimes see that makes us stand in awe of God's universe. This is Betsy Belega welcoming you from Cape Washington in the south to Nunavut in the Northern Lights in the Arctic Circle, from the White House gates to Lion's Gate, from Casablanca to everyone listening around God's globe. Hi, Gigi. This is Tuning In with Betsy from marvelous Manhattan, awesome Ottawa, terrific Toronto. Today, my very special guest is Colleen McIntosh from Ottawa. Colleen is a psychic, a clairvoyant, a medium, and also a Reiki healer. Her website is Angel Divinations, that's plural, divinations.ca. You can also connect with Colleen on Facebook if you put, and I'll spell her name properly, Colleen in the search box, C-O-L-L-E-E-N, and her last name is capital M-C, capital I-N-T-O-S-H. Colleen, I want to say thank you so very much for taking the time out today from your very busy schedule to join us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I've been waiting and excited for the show all day.
Well, that's good to hear. When did you first become aware of your psychic abilities, Colleen?
Well, I'm kind of embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
Admit.
We never embarrass anybody here.
Well, the reality is I really didn't clue in until I was in my late teens, truth be told. Because, honestly, I just kind of thought everybody did stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really give it any thought. I really just thought that was the norm for everyone. And it wasn't until I was at a party, my party, and it was very late. And I will be honest, we were not in our normal states of mind. And the phone was ringing very, very late, like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And all of my friends kept saying, you know, Colleen, answer the phone, answer the phone. And I was very reluctant. I said, I don't want to talk to her. I already know that he's passed. And they were like, what are you talking about? And I said, well, that's my mom, and I know my grandpa's passed. So I really don't want to talk to her right now. I need to just think about this. And so they were, of course, like, oh, my God. And they made me answer the phone. And, of course, that's exactly what it was. It was my stepmother. And, yes, my grandfather had passed. And afterwards, people were asking. And that's when I sort of really noticed. Because I was like, oh, well, don't you guys do stuff like that? Because I do stuff like that all the time. So, it wasn't until I saw by the contrast that other people didn't. Then I started to realize, people don't do that. I didn't realize that. So I guess it's kind of like, you know, maybe you're really, really good at playing the piano, but until you sit down and play the piano in front of somebody, you might not really think much of it. You might just say, oh, everybody probably just does this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just, you know, it's one of those weird things. So truthfully, that was my big aha moment.
After that happened,
I don't know about everyone else.
Did any of your friends ever ask you to have a reading with you, like when you were a teenager, when you were younger?
I
as a friend.
I have people do stuff all the time. I didn't in any way discuss it with my adopted family because that was not sort of a cool situation. But certainly, I had lots of interest as a teenager after that. And, you know, and then it kind of just grew, truthfully, after that. You know, workers, friends, family, people at work. And then I just kept doing it on the side. And then at some point, about 6 years in, I had somebody, and I don't even know who anymore, reminded me of the simple laws of the universe in terms of barter, energy barter. You know, energy for energy, so that, mm-hmm. you know, if you're going to do it and for it to be taken seriously and for people to gain any true benefit, because once they respect it, then they're going to be paying more attention and honoring it more. There needs to be an exchange of barter, whatever that barter is, right? Whether it was money or, you know, maybe it's a back massage or maybe it's a manicure and a pedicure in exchange for a reading. That, you know, whatever barter system is acceptable to both parties is fine.
Yeah, I believe in service. And no matter what you do, and even when they say about tithing, and if you can't give 10% of your salary to a charity or to a church or what you believe in, you can give at least some free time and work or volunteer somewhere. And I believe that whatever we put out, it comes to us.
Oh, I absolutely believe that. I'm a huge fan in the law of attraction and positivity and manifestation. And I actually, I believe it so much that I use it in my work. I use it on my own radio show. I use it for everything. It's, I think it's very powerful. I think it's so simple. People don't understand or quite believe it because it's just too easy. It doesn't seem hard enough. Everybody's expecting everything to be a struggle, a fight, something you must work towards. And, you know, and that's fine, except that with that kind of a perception or attitude, that you're pretty well guaranteeing that's the only way it's going to come to you is by this hard work, 9 to 5, nose to the grindstone, which is okay, but it isn't the only way that it can come. It can come easier and smoother if we're open to that, if we're allowing of that. And so... and I work on that every day, actually, doing that very thing, you know, trying to keep my headspace in a more positive space and, you know, watch the words that you say. We all do it.
Oh,
we all think things
are
that
powerful.
Kind of, oh, yes. And even our thoughts, you know, you think, oh, God, I can't do that. I totally blow at that. Well, you know, you're not really setting yourself up to be very expert at it without the underlying thoughts that you're having, right? So you need to watch, not for a sensor, just monitor, just be aware of the thoughts that you're thinking and the words that are coming out of your mouth, especially if they are things. And how many times do we all do this? Oh, my God, I'm so stupid. How the hell did I forget that?
We self-condemn ourselves.
Exactly. It's such a common thing to do. But it is problematic because it's cumulative. And if you hear that enough, or somebody is saying that enough to you, plus you're saying it, you know, at some point it gets in there. It gets in. And that then becomes a belief that you start to believe. And that's when it gets trickier, because then you're going to have to use some serious, serious dedication and time and effort to counteract that and go more positive again. But you're going to have to literally, you know, overcome whatever that programming is if it's negative. And that's why it's... better if you can kind of catch it as soon as you've done it and then counteract it right away and try to go positive, right?
I like when
I mean, you must do that as well.
Yeah, I like when you say that programming, because I saw a show on television last week. It was at night, and it was actually called Guides and Gurus, and it was on, I think, Vision TV or Joy TV, one of the stations owned by Moses Einmer. And this woman, she was from New Zealand, and she worked as a healer, as an energy healer, with the Maori, and she said, I like to stay off the computer, I like to turn off the TV, I don't listen to radio, so she's not listening to me today, or us, but that's okay. And she said, I just like to get away from all the conditioning of the news. And I know many people, and I believe this, if they're sick or had a heart attack or a stroke, I say, you know what, don't listen to the news. Because that energy is so negative, and it's coming at you from your radio station every half hour, from TV, and it's just not a good experience. And the more negative energy is thrown at you, that's going to break down even, not just get through your aura, but it will affect your cells. And it sounds so crazy, but it's so true. And speaking of people that are told negative things, I met a Russian girl about a few months ago, and she just said to me, I'm so stupid in math. And I looked at her and I said, why do you believe that? Oh, well, all my teachers and my parents in Russia told me that. I looked her right in the eyes, and I said, you know what? That's not even true. But you believed it. You believed it. And I said, but you don't have to believe it anymore. And she was afraid to go back to school. And now she enrolled, and she's in a graduate class, and it involves mathematics. And she had such fear, and fear and love, the two strongest vibrations in the universe. And fear is something I read the other day. It was a false expression of another reality that isn't really reality. But like you use the word reality today when you started to speak, and I thought, oh boy, we can talk about reality, because if you let this negative junk into your reality, it's going to manifest. Or people will say, I want the law of attraction to work for me. And they'll say, oh, Betsy, everything I was afraid, it happened. I said, no, stop doing that. In the Bible, everything Job feared, it came upon him. So don't think that your boyfriend's going to break up. Don't think you're going to lose your job. Don't think you're not going to be promoted. Think the exact opposite, and you can say, oh, that's too good to be true. No, actually, believe that the universe is actually conspiring to bless you.
Yeah. Right.
And so
it's so powerful, really, when you think about it from those terms. You just think about it from the original terms you described. That's so disempowering. It's frightening. It means that you're at the whims of all of these unseen, uncontainable forces, whereas the way you just described it, you are in fact being blessed and protected and empowered by greater forces than yourself, forces that govern the entire universe. And they're on your side. They're, you know, they've got your back. They're there to help you, and you know, and they'll help you whichever way you want. That's, I think, where everybody gets confused. They'll help you if you want to explore that darker, scarier side, if that's your wish. I believe they'll help you explore that if that's what you want. And if you keep talking about it and going there and thinking about it, then your thoughts set that up as your reality, and they're like, okay, let's go there then. No problem. We can learn and grow from this. But you can instead take those same thoughts or those same words that are coming out of your mouth, go to that more positive version of it, and the universe and your angels and everybody that's a higher being will conspire to make that the reality. Oh, wow, great. She wants to explore this. Let's do that. That sounds like fun. Let's go there. And so that's what they'll set up. It's actually all within our control, and that's what people don't get. It's us that determines our reality. And so whatever we want to look at is what we need to pay attention to or to focus on, and then that's what will come back. It's like looking in a mirror in a way. When you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of that, because whatever you're spending that time and energy on is what's guaranteed to come back and visit.
And it will manifest, and it will increase.
Exactly. The more time and energy you put on it, the faster, in fact, it'll come. So, you know, the good news is you can turn the whole thing around on its head, basically, by changing that dynamic. It's not that complicated or hard to do. It just requires the recognition of where your thoughts and your speech patterns have gone and are going, and then change that. And even if it was somebody else saying that about you, then you can say to them, oh, I'm doing the opposite. I am really good at math now. I'm in this thing. I'm doing really well, like your friend that you were describing. And I'm acing the course, and I've overcome that. It's all good. And so now you're changing it so that other people are also going, I thought she was really bad at that too, because she always said it, but look at her go. And it might inspire and empower somebody else to do the very same thing,
mm-hmm.
by example.
Now, how did you get started to become a Reiki healer?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I am so in love with Reiki and IET. It's hard to even explain. What I'm in love with is the idea of the healing. I love the healing. I love that it is without any kind of drugs or chemicals or funny, wacky tobacco or incense or mm-hmm. weirdo incantations and all kinds of mystical, magical stuff. It's not anything like that at all. It's the sheer simplicity of being able to channel universal energy to another for their healing, for whatever they needed. So whether it was, you know, they've stubbed their toe, they broke their elbow, they have a cold, and they're also having some blocks and some fears. And so the Reiki will automatically do all of that, work on all of that. The only proviso that I'll mention, just in case anybody's aware of Reiki, and that is you can't do Reiki on broken bones until they're set properly. So you have to know that whoever it is has been x-rayed, and their bones are set in the right position, because if you start doing Reiki on them, they will heal in whatever position they're in. So if it's a fresh break, that's the last thing in the world you want, is somebody doing Reiki, because things are not in the right spot at that exact time. And so you don't want them to heal in a broken fashion, because then guess what? They're going to actually have to go in there and re-break everything and then set it again so that it'll heal properly, right? So that's not ideal. But aside from that, Reiki is an amazing tool to help bring healing physically, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually to somebody. So it's a beautiful, beautiful tool. It's very relaxing. Have you ever had any?
I have. I've taken some courses from, what do I think of her name? One of the girls that, sometimes she goes down to see John of God in Brazil. The only thing was, I took the morning class. The second half of the day I didn't take because it was about mediumship, and I took that a long, 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 long time ago. But it was, I feel, I'm the type of a person that I need to take my time and not rush. And it just went, first of all, she showed up late, about an hour late for the workshop, and it just threw kind of the whole schedule off. So
right. It's a shame, right?
It could have been better, but I'm grateful for what I did learn. But I do believe in Reiki. I do believe in it. Absolutely.
Right.
And I believe in instant healing.
There's so much potential with Reiki, because the master's level is level 4, but there's in fact 21 levels.
Wow.
And that's actually apparently changing even. There's more levels coming in. But anyway, at this point, there is 21 levels. Sorry, I've got some weird beeping going on my phone. I hope you can't hear that.
No, I can't hear it at all.
Oh, thank God. Weird little beeping, kind of like space age beeping going on. But there's 21 levels, and I'm on level 13 right now, so I'm studying the Grand Masters section, and I'm very excited because the more I learn, the better and stronger my healing gifts are, and so I am so excited at some of the amazing, amazing work that can be done. Plus I can combine it with my IET, which is integrated energy therapy, which is very much the same, only it's working with angelic healing and a removing of blocks and imparting and inserting instead some love or some healing or some whatever is required by that individual. And it works much the same, except that it can also work spiritually and karmically. So the two combined, which I do frequently for people, mm-hmm. very, very powerful. Sometimes people are really a bit on the wonky side when I'm finished, but I have to ground them pretty dramatically. But it's very, very powerful and very, very useful.
So can you tell us?
It's a beautiful tool.
Can you give us an example of an amazing story? You don't have to mention anybody's name. An amazing true story of healing that occurred?
Oh, my goodness. I'd love to. I do have a client, a woman, and she had for 25 years been suffering in terrible, terrible pain in her sinuses. And, you know, I believe she was 15 when it started, but I could be wrong. It might be 16. But anyway, about that age. She had gone and they had done MRIs, CAT scans, X-rays. They did 3 exploratory surgeries, could not find out what was wrong with this girl, right? So she was on these huge, vast numbers of painkillers because she was in agony. Plus, after some amount of time, I don't know what that amount of time was, somebody in their wisdom decided that it was all in her head because they couldn't find anything physiologically wrong, right? So you know what happened next. So then they started sending her to all these counselors, and they had her on all of these antipsychotic drugs and drugs for mood and drugs for this and that anyway. So when she came to see me 25 years later, she really came on a bit of a whim. I guess she had heard locally that I was doing some pretty amazing things with my healing and figured, oh, she'll come. So she came. I don't think she was expecting very much. She was very nervous, I will say that. And she wouldn't close her eyes. She never took her eyes off me the whole time.
Why are you so nervous? I meet so many nervous people, too.
I don't know. It's like, I don't get it, you know? I would just, if it was me, I would just be all about the spa moment of it.
I'd be so happy.
I'd be relaxed and closing my eyes and just soaking it all up myself. But because I know what to expect. I think that's what it is. They don't know what to expect, right? So anyway, as I started my Reiki, I always start up at the head anyway. And I got down around her lower jaw, and I said, I'm just curious, how often do you go to the dentist? She goes, well, I was just there about 3 weeks ago. And I said, oh, She goes, why are you asking? And I said, well, because there's something going on in your law jaw, somewhere around here. And I pointed to it on her face, and she goes, oh, I don't feel that there's anything wrong. And I said, well, next time you go, you should have that checked out. So get them to check it, do some x-rays, because there's something going on there. And I left it at that, right? Because, you know, you don't want to be scaring people. And no. I've given the information. I got the information, so therefore I gave the information, which is my job. And then I continued. So then what happened was she went to the dentist. She went back. And she said, I want you to check. And he checked. He's like, no, there's nothing wrong. She goes, well, I want you to do x-rays because she says something is wrong. And he goes, well, you know, why are you so insistent that something is wrong? And she said, Colleen said. And he's like, well, who's Colleen? Is she a dentist? And she's, no, but she's a healer. And she said there's something wrong. And why would she just come out with that? So I want it checked. So she really was quite, you know, assertive in terms of her own health, thank God. And he couldn't find anything. So he did the x-rays, couldn't see it. But because she was so adamant, he sent them to a specialist. I think it's called a maxillofacial specialist, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure about that. But anyway. And they, in fact, get this, found out that she had had an infected tooth that was coming in sideways that had gotten infected right down to the root and had, in fact, eaten away part of her jawbone.
Oh,
so there was this whole section of her jawbone that was porous, mushy, like wet, soggy bread. And it should not be. It's bone. It's supposed to be dense and solid, right? And she, in fact, had to go in for a very large dental surgery, and they had to scrape out all of that bone that had turned soft and mushy or porous or whatever the right terminology is, and then repack it and do massive antibiotics. I mean, she was quite sick. And since then, she comes back for regular weekly Reiki for just maintenance, but she has no more pain. She's on no more drugs. Good. And those drugs had her in such a huge fog.
Oh, I'm not a drug pusher. And I used to be a medical secretary for many moons. And I'm not into drugs at any kind. Like, I just don't even like to take an aspirin.
Well, my experience is actually a palliative care RN. For 18 years, I worked full-time in palliative, which for any of your listeners who aren't sure, that's working with the eminently dying. And so I work with drugs all the time. I don't work with them myself. I mean, I work with them for my clients when I was working as a professional RN. And now I do my business at Angel Divinations. I do this full-time, and I work with my clients, but in a different fashion. I'm working with them emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, and physically now, but not, you know, bedpans and brushing teeth, you know, that kind of thing. So it's a bit different focus. Still working with people, but in a different focus. But anyway, that's one of my big stories. And, I mean, her entire family comes to see me every week for Reiki.
That's
because they said they can't believe it. All those specialists.
Oh, I believe it.
25 years and nobody. But you see, in fairness to those specialists, she was describing the pain somewhere in her sinuses. And I guess the pain was radiating up. So they didn't look below that point. So in fairness to them and in deference to the medical system, if this is what you're telling them, that's where they're going to look. So it's not their fault, especially. Like, you can't go into a doctor's office and say, yeah, I feel great. Oh, any problems? Nope. Okay, fine. Any troubles with your bowels? Nope. Everything's fine. Great. So they're just going to renew your prescriptions and out you go. And then you get them into palliative and their family's like, oh my God, he just got a checkup 3 months ago. And we've got a clean bill of health. And I said, but did they tell them anything was wrong? You have to say something. You have to, I mean, the doctor's not putting you into some big scanning machine and going, oops, red light flashing at number 44. You know? Mm-hmm. So in fairness to the medical system, you have to tell them, yeah, well, you know what? Things have changed. Or my bowel patterns have changed. Or I've got an ache I can't explain. Or now suddenly I'm having problems with throwing up all the time or something. I mean, you have to give them a clue that something's not right. Otherwise, they're going to assume the status quo, right?
Yeah.
So I never blame the medical profession unless you've given them the specifics and then they haven't explored it, then that's a completely different thing. But, you know, a lot of people don't. They kind of go in, everything's cool, and out they go, right, quick as a bunny. So, and then they're surprised when they get caught with something. But that's one of my bigger ones, yeah.
And so I know we spoke a little earlier. You do travel at times around Ontario at different events. Do you have events coming up or classes or workshops coming up for the summer or fall?
Yes, I do teach Reiki, and I do teach IET, which is the Integrated Energy Therapy. I'm always running classes on an individualized basis for people who are looking to expand their own psychic abilities or their own mediumship skills, but that's a one-on-one. And there's always classes and meditation series going on here for relaxation and stress reduction, because so many people are so stressed nowadays and so tired. They're so tired, you know.
Everybody I talk to, whether they're into alternative holistic healing or not, all I hear is, I'm so tired, I'm so worn out, I'm so stressed. And then you turn on Dr. Oz or Dr. Phil, and they'll say the number one reason people get ill is because of stress. And I always tell people, gee, when I first started to work, when I was a lot younger, you never heard the word stress, not ever.
No.
Now, every TV and radio show, whether it's a talk show, whatever it is, the news, especially the news, it's stress, stress, stress. Or I was thinking last night about my parents. They're both in spirit. But I'm thinking, boy, back in the 70s when I lived at home and I'd watch TV with my parents, and we had about maybe four channels on the TV, you never saw all the ads for medication, purple pills, cholesterol pills, diabetes medicine. You never saw that. Never. Now you can't. Now it takes up the whole night. Every commercial is for some kind of pill to pop. Amazing. And
right.
I'm very...
Well, and everybody's multitasking all the time, and I think that's a huge part of it.
They don't
have their mind on what they're doing. They're doing three things at one time, so they're not really paying attention to any one thing. No wonder everybody's coming to see me for Reiki, for stress reduction and anxiety issues and personality disorders, wonder.
I am not a big fan of snakes. I just don't like snakes. I don't want to. This morning on TV, there were two snakes on two segments of one was on our local station here. The other was on the Today Show. This fellow was going into work, and he has his head down. He's checking his telephone. He steps on a snake and slips. Oh, my gosh.
Dear.
And they said, nobody's paying it. And the Savannah Guthrie, the co-host, said, nobody's paying any attention where they're walking. And forget snakes on a plane. It's snakes on a sidewalk. So then I went out to get a coffee across the street. And I said, okay, God, things come in threes. I don't want to see another snake. I go outside my apartment building. I walk about 50 feet. There's a 9-inch earthworm. And last night on Jeopardy, talk about coincidence, 500 questions. The question was, what insect or that has seven hearts? And the contestant immediately said, an earthworm. A worm. And the man goes, wow, you're right. And I saw that worm today. I said, okay, worm. He was on the sidewalk. I thought, I don't know how long you're going to last here. I should pick you up and put you into the ground, on the grass. But I still don't want to touch a worm. I don't want to touch a snake. I don't want to see a snake. And I don't care if it's in a magazine, a newspaper, on an ad for TV. You're watching some quiz show, and they have to put a snake. Oh, God. It's like the thing you hate the most will come upon you. And Betsy, you don't like snakes. And there, you saw two of them today. So think about butterflies. Yeah.
That's right.
It works. I'm telling you, thoughts.
Or dolphins. What about dolphins?
Yes, dolphins. I love thoughts are powerful. And what we think about, we attract. That law of attraction. Amazing.
It's very powerful. It's very powerful.
Well, Colleen, our time is up, but I want to give out your website. It's www.angeldivinations, and that's with an S on the end, .ca. And would you like me to give out your business number?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And the number, and anybody can call, whether you're in Canada or the U.S. The number is 1. The area code is 613. And Colleen's business number is 552-0005. And Colleen, I want to thank you so very much. And I want you to feel you have an open invitation anytime to come back on Tuning In with Betsy and keep us updated.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to anytime.
Especially when
you
said 13 is my favorite number, and when you said about you're at the 13th level of Reiki, that's amazing. Another coincidence, but that's a happy coincidence. And I want to thank everybody. Well, thank you for being my guest today. And you mentioned your radio show. Give your radio show a mention. Where can people listen to it?
Oh, I'm on Harmony Radio, and I have a show, Manifestations with Angel Divinations, and it is all about positivity and using the law of attraction to manifest whatever it is that you want in your life. So it's very much the same as what you're doing, Betsy.
How do we find Harmony Radio?
You can go on www.harmonyradioaltogether.co, not .ca for Canada, .co. It's actually out of Ireland.
Oh, how wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
My ancestors are from, some of my ancestors are from Ireland. Well, that's terrific, and I want to thank everybody for listening to Tuning In with Betsy, and our next show will be on June the 9th. So thank you so much for listening to Tuning In with Betsy, and don't forget to talk to your angels. They're waiting to hear from you.